That sounds very anxiety-free right there. Let it roll, Gary. That sounds good. Every Arizona homeowner is a happy place. My house, Rosie on the house. With John Eisenhower and Sarah Maitland from Save a Tree joining us this morning talking trees, we were finishing a conversation about how close a tree should be planted to your home. And Sarah, you brought up a point offline during the break I think we need to cover online for the benefit of our homeowners.
Well, a lot of the utility companies, especially I know that I teach classes for SRP, will give away free trees to homeowners. And you have to go take a class or you can do it online and you'll get a free tree. And it's based on, you know, some people get two trees. But they're really nice trees. They have five varieties, the little leaf, the blue Palo Verde, the Chilean mesquite, the willow acacia, and also the desert willow. And so one of the things that they do request, if you get the free tree, is that you plant it within 15 feet of your house.
Okay.
And that's the advantage that would give you the shade and the cooling, you know, for air conditioning. And so long term, that's what they want you to do. It's questionable, though. You got to really be careful with that 15-foot, especially with the Chilean mesquite.
I'll tell you how me, the carpenter, me, the concrete finisher, me, the
roofer,
the half jack of all trades, tells people, picture the drip line of the tree at full maturity, and you want that canopy to be 5 feet away from your house. That's going to pretty well keep the roots controlled at that point, isn't it? Am I close? Well, John's saying, no, carpenters and cement finishers shouldn't be giving advice on this.
Well, and SRP and APS are wanting to get that immediate value. That's why they want you to bring the tree close enough to the house so that it will be providing that shade more quickly. And maybe that there's something to be said for that. You know, say you do, instead of pushing it so far out of the way that you never have any problem with root encroachment or roof clearance issues, what if you do pull it inside that radius and say, hey, look, I'm willing to put up with the headaches of having to do some occasional roof clearance because I want that tree on that north or southwest corner of the house to provide some shade to that window right there. So, you know, maybe you live with that potential of having those difficulties. I think you just have to understand that that's the risk you're taking, bringing that larger tree closer to the house, and maybe to the pavers on the driveway or that sidewalk. Speaking of which, there's other solutions for that. You know,
you've saved a couple trees. We've put additions right up next to with a root barrier.
Yeah, we put in a root barrier. You can trench in along the edge of the hardscape that you're trying to protect, and drop a root barrier. It's usually polypropylene material, usually 80 mil thick. We drop it down into a trench 2 or 3 feet deep, and it's a sheet of this very strong material that lasts forever in the soil. And it will it's really a root deflector because the roots are going to hit it. Roots will grow up against it, but they'll have to either turn sideways or turn down. But you usually put the trench deep enough so that when the roots get to the bottom of it, should they try to get underneath it, there's not enough oxygen to encourage any kind of root development or growth at that depth of soil. So usually they hit the barrier and they're just going to grow sideways one way or the other. So it's a really great little solution for those confined areas.
And if you just don't have the room for a tree, another thing that we've done that's worked very well is just get there's a number of companies that you can buy an iron trellis from. A lot of them will just weld it together out of rebar. Some of them get very decorative. And then you plant, you install that a couple feet off the foundation of the home and then plant vines and help the vines grow in the trellis. And it creates like a shade screen. So you've got a much smaller root structure that's close to the foundation, less water requirements. Water in the foundation and cement, you know, deteriorates it a lot over time. So
that's great.
If you're really limited on space, some kind of vine trellis to use as a shade wall.
Yeah, we've seen some really great shade walls, and that's a really good solution. Again, it goes back to tree species. You know, if you put a nice a screen of sour oranges, they'll do the very same thing without even having to install the trellis. Put in some sour oranges. They never get so aggressive that those roots start causing problems with your hardscape around them. So those are, you know, again, species selection's the thing. And
structural pruning. You know, you can tell a tree which direction to grow. You can.
Trees are a lot like real estate. Location, location, location.
Yeah, no, you can prune a tree to grow up and over a house over time. It's structural pruning.
If you'd like to join the conversation with ISA certified arborist Sarah Maitland and John Eisenhower, it's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. When you hear the auto attendant, just hit number one to bypass the message, and that'll get you right into the studio. Texts can also be sent to 411-923.